This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, December 19th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The question of keeping the government open past tomorrow's deadline has a cloudy outlook. The Trump team, led by Elon Musk, pushed back against House Speaker Johnson's actions of compromise with Democrats to get the votes to pass the bill. Media reports today suggest Democrats are saying that a deal's a deal. Meanwhile, Republicans appear to have agreed on an amended plan. Both The Hill and Politico report Speaker Johnson will release a new plan later today. Quoting three sources with knowledge of the compromise, the plan includes, according to those Republicans again familiar with the deal, a stopgap measure that funds the government through mid-March, a clean farm bill extension, a $110 billion disaster aid package previously negotiated with Democrats, clean health care provision extenders, and a two-year suspension of the debt limit, kicking a new deadline to January 2027. Representative Chip Roy of Texas was a guest on the Sean Hannity Show and said it's a watered-down version of the same crappy bill people were mad about yesterday. To the agriculture side of the equation, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said he believes that ag economic assistance will survive in the bill.
I've actually communicated with every member of the Republican side, honestly. And I talked with some members on the Democratic side who are seem unified to get it done. So this will be a bipartisan bill. The sense I get, we'll get the numbers we need. A bill like this, there's always in both parties some folks on the fringe that will vote no, even though, I mean, with the, you know, with the disaster relief that's in here, that's nationwide, and quite frankly, the farmer provisions, which are sort of historical, actually. There's not a lot of ways to justify voting no. Not to say that some folks won't.
Thompson says losses are losses and red ink is the concern.
It's economic relief. It's those who have been hit hard for a couple, number of years, whether it's disaster related or just disastrous policy related, that have put them in difficult financial situations. You know, to where they're at threat of not getting access to credit.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland says it's time for the president-elect and Congress to prove their concern for agriculture and rural America.
The president has said a lot of things about how important that the rural America and the farmers are to his success, and I think he knows that from his first term as president. You look a map of who put him in office here recently is pretty compelling. It was farm country. And I believe he will come through for us, but we got to get politics out of the way and get this fixed. The farm bill and farm disaster relief is not a political football. It's something for the good of the country. It's important for national security. Food security is national security. And keeping a consistent supply of good food being produced by farmers requires having farmers that are in business.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the situation might not be as bad as it is if Congress had done its job on a new farm bill in time.
And if things had been done in regular order, as you said, and we had a farm safety net within a five-year farm bill that would have provided that certainty and that reliability, then we certainly would not have been in the situation. But now we've been incredibly delayed. And as we look at markets really putting pressure out there on folks, that along with the uncertainty and the lack of assistance and aid as we roll into the winter here, it could not come at a worse time.
LaRue says Washington needs to prove it can respond to farmers at a time of crisis. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.